This is the second hour of Smingola Speaks. Our guest today is Michael Adair, the author of Forbidden Secrets of the Illuminati, The Luciferian Deception. His website is aboutilluminati.org. And the Forbidden Secrets in your book, I don't think I caught them. Could you explain exactly what they might have been?
Yes. Some of the things that they do are secrets within their group, such as when they first invite someone to come over to their side, if they like what you're doing, if they think you're a mover and a shaker, or you are someone of interest to them, they will invite you to their meetings, and they don't have any problem if you talk about God. They'll just let you say it, and on, and you can express your views, and they might want you just for a very low level position in their group, depending on what they think that you can do for them. What they do is they slowly take people as they move higher through the ranks of the degrees. They begin to change their story from, the supreme architect suddenly becomes Abraxas, which is another term they use for the creator. And then they eventually start talking about Lucifer if you get high enough in their group, if you pass their initiation tests and their scrutiny. And that's a big secret. Some people just don't realize that Lucifer is actually involved in their religion. When you get to the higher levels, then suddenly they're talking that Lucifer brings the light, Lucifer brings knowledge. Basically, the supreme architect just leaves you, throws you onto the planet, doesn't tell you anything, and lets you, figure it all out for yourself and bump your head in the dark. And they believe that Lucifer came to the aid of the human race to provide them with this information.
Okay, do you think that the Illuminati promotes pedophilia? And do you think that that this whole pedophilia priest scandal was a crypto Jewish leftist psyop in order to destroy Christianity?
Some of the members of the Illuminati are very much involved in mind control programs, and some of them will, in fact, bring harm to children. And what they do is that they might have a person who they are planning to raise in the Illuminati from child to adult, and they're using a system by traumatizing a child, which is a terrible thing. It will sometimes cause the effect that they're looking for through trauma. Then they can have a split alter effect, and then actually control their mind from the trauma that was induced at a very young age. So in some cases, you'll have pedophilia or attacks on children as being part of their agenda. They may have plans for that child. There are many cases I've read and talked to other people in these secret societies where they said, yes, they are ashamed of it. They hear about it, but not everyone does it. But
do you think that this was a psyops in order to weaken or destroy Christianity, this whole pedophilia thing?
Well, I know that the Boys Town incident that happened with the movie Conspiracy of Silence, that all was real. You had major politicians involved in things like that, where you had these children being sold as sex slaves with numbers on their body, like pick the number you want on the stage.
Right. Okay, that was a government operation.
Yes.
But do you think that this whole pedophilia thing was a psyops created by the Illuminati, the Jewish interest, or whatever, to weaken or destroy Christianity?
That's an interesting question. I don't know that it's just one thing here, because you have almost 2,400 people a day disappear in the United States, according to the FBI website statistics. So I can't really say myself that it's just one thing, but there's always a possibility that they are involved in that way.
All righty. We do have to take a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Michael Adair, the author of Forbidden Secrets of the Illuminati, The Luciferian Deception. His website is aboutilluminati.org. How do we know that you're not a member?
You can only just take my word for it. I'm not. I'm not a joiner. I don't join anything.
Well, why would their members tell you all these so-called secrets?
I became friends with them, and they did initially want to recruit me, knowing that I was a writer. And they wanted me to put together a pro Illuminati book, which my book is not. If you read it, you'll know that right away.
So, did they contact you? How did you run into these people?
Through family contacts. My family, some of the members of my family were connected with the Knights Templar and the Knights of Malta, which I am not. I have the right to choose for myself what I want to do, and I don't join anything. But I was interested in them. I like to study these groups. It all started in the 80s when a friend of mine in college showed me the back of a $1 bill. And he showed me that pyramid, and he said, "Do you know what this is?" And I said, "No." He said, "You ought to look into this. There's something here. Something crazy is going on, you know, something mysterious." And so once I realized that the banner said New Order of the Ages, I wanted to know who these people were, and I've been researching it ever since.
Okay. Are you aware that the Illuminati, so-called the Illuminati, has planned and profited from all of the world's wars?
Oh, yes. Yes, that bothers me, too. Yes, it seems to be a war machine for profit.
Okay. And of course, it's the international bankers, which is another word for the Jewish bankers, and they do control the economy of the world. So would you say it's the Jewish bankers that basically have profited from all of the world's wars, and that Illuminati is just a code word for the word Jew?
I don't think I would say that, because there are many members of the Illuminati who are not of a Hebrew or Zionist faith. Some of them are just of many different backgrounds, but the Illuminati itself is a religion. So if they are a part of it, then they are going to adapt the Illuminati religion as their main religion if they rise high enough in the ranks. And the reason is because the Kabbalah and the Sabbateans and the Zionists would have no trouble accepting some of the information that the Illuminati have. I could see it. They could merge into that very easy.
All right. You say it's a religion, and yet there are a lot of people that that work for them as minions. Even in our own government. I hate to say our own government. Even in the U.S. government, who work for their agenda. And so you don't have to be a Zionist in order to do their dirty work, correct?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. You do not have to be a Zionist to do their dirty work. You can just be, you know, a link to them through finance, or who knows what kind of backdoor deals go on to arrange people to do what they want them to do. And since they understand the pyramid system of money and power and control, they have to have the money and the connections, political connections, to push their agenda forward. So they are definitely not slackers when it comes to making the right contacts, setting up the right think tanks, and putting the right people in positions when they want them or when they need them, to give them that phone call or have a meeting with them and say, this is what we want you to do. And, you know, whatever arrangements are made, whether it's financial, you know, through gifts. I've heard one person told me that they have these watches they give each other that are worth millions of dollars, and they'll actually hand a watch to someone, and these watches are listed of those kind of price range, and that's a payoff. They don't always use money. They'll use other things to give that are very high value as sort of like a gratuitous gift. So you do this for me, and, you know, we give you this.
Okay. Getting back to your book, Forbidden Secrets, as I was going through it, I kept waiting to read what one of these forbidden secrets was.
Well, did you read the section on the Merkaba hexagram ceremony?
Okay, why don't you tell us about that? I did read the whole thing.
Yeah, some of the high-ranking members of the Illuminati, they believe that it's possible to contact what they would refer to as jinn spirits, or in the occult, they believe that there are spirit beings that are, some people in the Christian world, they might call them demons. In the Arabic world, they call them jinn. That they believe that they can contact these entities through the Merkaba hexagram ceremony, which is a specific method of contact that they use for the occult, and that they can get information on future events, that they can, in fact, gain power or money or position with this knowledge. And that's
okay, but I'm looking for something a little bit deeper here, something that isn't already kind of out there. What are they doing? What kinds of things are they using? What are they doing now that people can relate to? I mean, you bring up spirits and you know, that's kind of just second knowledge to a lot of people.
Actually, it's not. The people I interviewed, no one knew anything about this, and I asked a lot of people. And that got me thinking that the average person on the street knows none of this. Maybe you know it because you're involved in it so much that you have garnered this information, but don't assume what you know that everybody else knows, because they don't. That's what shocked me. I thought more people would understand their belief system, that they actually do believe in Lucifer, that they have a very clever way of turning people from the belief in God to the belief in Lucifer. This is part of their system. They have a way of doing it. It's a process.
Okay, and in their infiltration in the churches, how can they get people to do that in the churches? Would you think it has something to do with the tax exempt status? That does not allow the churches since 1965 to talk about anything relevant? Do you think that has anything to do with that?
I honestly have no information on how they infiltrate or control the existing churches, I do know that they have their own political agenda that is paramount to them, and that is what they are pushing forward. And it's, to them, it's much bigger than just local churches on a street corner, but I would not put it past them at all to have some, you know, some control, limited control over, perhaps, I know that they always go to the top. So if it's a national organization, let's say you have a church on a street corner that's independent, I don't think they're going to be messing with them. But if you have a church that's a national group that has, say they have a central headquarters somewhere and it's all over the United States, I would imagine that they are looking to recruit some of those people or at least see if they can work with them because they always go to the top.
I think it's beyond recruiting. I'm talking about infiltrating. When they actually go into the church and they become the leader and they do the, create the dogma, such as, let's support Israel because they're the chosen people. And in as much as you've said that the Illuminati thinks that they're the chosen people, and in as much as the Jews created the Illuminati, don't you think it's a Jewish Talmudic organization that practices the Kabbalah?
I know that I have heard that the there are some of the Jewish organizations practice the Kabbalah, not all of them. I have heard that, and that there could be some. I am kind of surprised myself that there are Christian churches that are so pro-Israel to the point where they're saying, go ahead and nuke these other innocent countries. I don't go along with that at all. So I'm surprised, as you're mentioning this, that why is it that so many Christian churches were supposed to be practicing love and compassion and kindness towards others, why are they suddenly on the bomb Syria bandwagon? I mean, what's that all about?
Could it be that they have been infiltrated?
They could be infiltrated. They could just be also kind of mimicking or mirroring what other groups are saying. Sometimes religious groups will, latch onto an idea they heard from somebody else and kind of parrot the information.
Or could it be because they're corporations?
That's interesting. Yeah, a lot of them are corporations. Again, I don't know. I'm not. I don't attend Christian church myself. I like Christian people just fine if they believe in peace and love and compassion and helping others. I have no problem with that. I do find it curious that they have this heavy pro-Israel position when right now the political leaders of Israel are taking them down a very dark, dangerous road.
Right. Now, you said that that you're not a member, and I ask you why they would tell you these secrets. And they wanted you to write a pro-Illuminati book. Why would anybody in their right mind join an evil group?
Oh, well, there are people who will, and that's even more shocking. When I told some people about this, just about the Luciferian aspect, they were quite interested because some people are seeking power and money and control. And these type of people, these type of minds, you might call them sociopaths, whatever word you would like to use, they would be very much attracted to this group. Just as you are repulsed by it, there are other people who are attracted to it.
Would you call a lot of people just useful idiots that this group is just using?
Some of them perhaps would be useful idiots. I mean, that's a good one. Some of them would probably not even realize the if they only rise up through one or two levels of the degrees, they may not even know what's going on at the top. They'll be kept, like you said, perhaps as a useful idiot. That's a funny way of putting it, but yeah. They would probably just keep them in their position and just not really tell them everything and just use them when they need them.
Well, I mean, they could. I don't think these people are on call. I think these people are useful idiots, whether they're in the military, whether they're in the government or wherever they are. I don't think that these people are on call and somebody calls them up and says, would you go over and do this kind of thing?
Okay,
I think that the infiltration is so bad that this is an ongoing kind of a constant thing. We do have to take a break. We will be back in 3 minutes, and we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Michael Adair. He is the author of Forbidden Secrets of the Illuminati, The Luciferian Deception. Inasmuch as they kind of fed you some questions and some secrets, do you think that that they used you as a useful idiot?
Not. They were just, all they wanted to do was, they wanted to recruit me at first, and I was, you know, once I read the information and got to know them, I said, no, I'm not really going to join this. I do not, I'm not a proponent of Lucifer, I'm not a proponent of their religion, nor would I be. And,
what books did you write before they asked you to write a book?
I was just working on a lot of manuscripts that they knew about, for secret societies. I was researching the Freemasons and other groups, and they, I made a friend who was in the a member of the Illuminati, and he actually didn't agree with everything in the Illuminati, which I was surprised to find out. But he is pro the Illuminati religion, but he has problems with some of the other members of the Illuminati.
Alrighty. Let's take some callers. Let's take Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. You're a great guest, and why I consider you to be a great guest is because you consider yourself to have an objective standard, and why I look at this stuff, or when I look at this stuff, I try to look at it as a business model and use as my foundation a book by Robert Ardrey, The Territorial Imperative, A Personal Inquiry into the Animal Origins of Property and Nations. And it seems to me we as people always function within a tribal situation. and we keep people around us to support that tribal information. As you pointed out, the Illuminati are a religion. The Jews are a religion. The Christians are a religion. The Catholics are a religion. The Methodists are a religion of Christianity. We form these tribes, and then since we're not so much dealing with our own survival anymore, we've kind of moved past that, we deal in a level of social and psychological interaction. And that's what I see happening in the world. And I don't see that as, quote-unquote, a bad thing, even though there's bad people trying to manipulate, and what I call them as being the inbreeding sociopathic tribe. But that's just the way of the world, and I like the way you look at the whole thing.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words, and yes, I agree completely with what you said. That's a great summation you have of how it actually operates. Many of these groups have a tunnel vision view. They have a tunnel vision reality, and then you have each group you mentioned has their tunnel vision view, and then when you bump all these together, you might find some of the more aggressive or sociopathic groups will try to push and take over the others. So, yes, as you said, that's how it is.
Yeah, and if you look at it that way, and you look at it as a business model, you take all these things like aliens and Satanists. You know, each group has their own thinking. That doesn't mean it's true. It's just the way they keep a cohesive togetherness as part of the group. And that's the way groups always function. And unless we start looking at that and taking out all these quote-unquote, satanic, extreme perspectives that they're totally just species egocentric. That's what we have to realize. Every time we look at this stuff, we're looking at it from a human framework, and half the time we don't even understand what that human framework is.
Yes, that I agree. Again, that's what is going on, and what concerns me are these extreme groups, as you mentioned, where they are doing terrible things to other people. I believe in compassion and kindness towards others, and I do not believe in aggressive positions that they take, such as endless war and stomping on someone else to push your religion over on top of them, as we've seen. So I wish there was a solution for this, but right now this seems to be the way the world is at the moment, and the Illuminati has been very successful at recruiting people, and what they do is they say, wouldn't you like to be free from your oppressive government? Wouldn't you like to be free from all these repressive monarchs and kings that have existed? And we can provide the freedom. They use freedom as a tool, and they say, we have the answer, we have the freedom, and we'll help you to become free, and we'll limit these rules and this oppressive system that sits over on the top of you. And this is how they actually recruit people and attract people to them, is by talking about freedom and liberty.
Well, I've read the works of Jared Diamond, Gun, Germs, and Steel, and Collapse, and I'm kind of stuck because I can't see how we as humans really get out of the situation of working together. We seem to destroy our environment. We don't live within our natural confines. And we end up fighting amongst ourselves and destroying the whole integrity of the Earth, the ecosystem
of
the Earth, and doing that.
Richard, yes. I kind of disagree with you. I think it's the corporations that are doing this. I mean, I don't go out
and
pour poison in the rivers. I don't do some of the stuff that the corporations do. I think that that a few people, a minority, are doing a lot of really awful things. And I don't like to use the word we. I mean, I'm not.
Well, that's
I'm
it.
Not,
but people make up the corporations. And we have this concept of the inbreeding sociopathic tribe again. Some people that rise to the top, once you homogenize and pasteurize the milk, the only thing that's going to rise to the top is the sour cream, the totally rancid stuff. And that's what's happening. These people that want power. I mean, people are motivated by greed and fear. That's the primary motivation. And people use that to stock the inbreeding sociopathic tribe. And those people, try to take over the world. And that seems to be happening in history for the whole period, even though recently it's been limited to our personal situations.
Right. Well, thanks so much for your call, Richard. We do have to cut to a break. We will be back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
You know, babe, I've got to say, there's a whole passel of reasons I'm happy we bought our seed bank from Texas Ready.
Really?
Yeah, the one that makes me happiest is our salsa garden. Onions, jalapenos, fantastic tomatoes, cilantro.
I know, dear. You couldn't survive without your salsa.
Folks, Texas Ready helps you to thrive, not merely survive. Multiple kinds of heirloom tomatoes, onions, and peppers. Plus non-GMO corn, beans, peas, and vegetable varieties out the wazoo. With over 75 varieties, each Liberty Seed Bank has enough fruit, herbs, and vegetables to enable you to grow well over 2,000 pounds of food in your subdivision backyard each year. Order your bank today at TexasReady.net or come visit us at Glenn Beck's Restoring Love Conference July 26th and 27th. We'll be set up near the registration tables at the Arlington Sheraton. Go to TexasReady.net for more information. See you there.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Michael Adair, the author of Forbidden Secrets of the Illuminati, The Luciferian Deception. And inasmuch as it's a deception, I find it very difficult to believe that the Illuminati, if that's indeed what they call themselves, I find it very difficult to believe that they would say, oh, would you like to join us? Let me tell you a little bit about us. I think that people are doing the work of evil without knowing that they're even doing it. Now, Richard said something. He said that people make up corporations with the implication that they have a choice in the decisions of the board members. A huge majority of those corporate employees have lost their homes because of outsourcing of labor, outsourcing of production, and insourcing of cheap labor from other countries. So I don't think that it's a we situation here. I think it's a they situation. All right, let's take some other calls. Let's take Jeff in Illinois.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, Deanna.
Hi, how are you?
Greetings. I am actually closer than Illinois to think. I'm in Berwyn.
Oh, so you're right next door, huh?
More or less, yes. And this is the first time, of course, I've called in, but it's actually the first time I've actually caught your show live. And but I have known of you because of Keith Johnson's interviews and stuff like that. And, well, to fast forward here, your guest wants to make claims about, quote, the Illuminati, unquote, but he doesn't want to name names. And maybe that's okay because he says, well, gee, they told me not to tell their names. All right, well, that's fine. But in the bigger picture, I think maybe names should be named because there is a certain class of people, and we know what we're talking about here, that are trying to, quote, control everything, unquote. And I just want to know how he wants to rectify that. How does he want to rectify saying, well, yeah, we have the Illuminati and the Freemasons and all this other stuff. But who are the names? I want to know the names because a lot of them are in the government, Department of Homeland Security, the transit to TSA. So how does he rectify writing a book that everybody else writes a book about, oh, the Illuminati. But who are they? Just tell me, who are they?
I can answer your question. First of all, no one that I was in contact with were in any of those government groups that you mentioned, the TSA, Homeland Security, so I have no knowledge of that. If they are, they are, but I did not meet with them, nor did I speak with them or interview them in any way, none of those people that you mentioned. The people that I talked to were not, one of them told me that they had actually had a death threat from another member of the Illuminati because they have their own infighting that goes on when they try to, they're not as organized as you would think at times because they sometimes, power groups will fight among themselves. And so I discovered that there was some infighting going on and some arguing and they don't always get along. As you can see around the world, I mean, some people say the royal family of Japan are members of the Illuminati. They certainly have some connections to these groups. And then you hear the Rockefellers are fighting with the royal family of Japan. So you'll just have to understand that they're not like a bunch of people that sit around and get along all the time. And sometimes there will be divisions and arguing and fighting, and that's just how it is in any group of humans. You're not going to get thousands of people to agree on everything at the same time.
And I agree with you what you just said. The reason why I posed that question was, why were you allowed to talk to certain people that were, quote, in the Illuminati, unquote? Were you a useful idiot?
Maybe we're all useful idiots if you want to say that. Maybe everybody who believes the media or the newspapers or the TV news is a useful idiot because maybe they control that as well. You know, I don't believe in any of that useful idiot stuff. I think everybody who's fighting against tyranny serves a purpose.
Fair enough. Thank you, Dan.
All righty. Thank you so much for your call. All right, let's take Rick in Arizona. Rick, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I got a question for your guest. Does the Illuminati, like most major corporations, have an employment diversity committee?
I'm not exactly sure of the question, an employment diversity committee?
Yeah, do they take diversity into consideration when they recruit people for the Illuminati?
Their recruitment, from what I know, it's just based on your... what you can offer them in terms of what you can do. They like people who are media moguls or who have connections in media, journalists, people who can you know, maybe be useful to them at some point if you become a member of them and then they take you in to their group, into their fold. They just like to spread out and reach out farther, and they are diversified in terms of they don't care what country you come from, what your background is, as long as you're willing to accept their ways and their religion and their views.
All right. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
All righty. Michael. Basically, Masonry is based on Judaism. If you eliminate the teachings of Judaism from the Masonic ritual, there's nothing left. Inasmuch as Freemasonry and the Illuminati merged in 1782, formally, because Freemasonry was already an established organization that they could infiltrate and take over. You seem to be saying that the Illuminati is separate from all of these bankers, these industrial leaders, these government leaders, when in fact they are the essence of the Illuminati.
I don't think you've understood what I've said at all. I didn't say that. I said they do incorporate the captains of industry. They do incorporate these financial groups.
Okay,
they do
who's
incorporate
they?
All
who are the they?
The ones who are at the very highest levels, from my
who
understanding.
Who are they?
Well, you can make your own assumptions. I don't have all the information of everybody who's at the top. I've just as you said, you asked me if I thought the Rothschilds were involved. But what's got me more concerned is that as I've been on your show, you continuously talk about the Jews, the Jews, the Jews, the Jews. I am not against the Jews. I'm not against Israel, nor am I pro-Israel. But I'm curious about, are you against Israel? Are you against the Jews? Because you keep mentioning it every single time we come back on. Are you against the Jews?
I think that they have control of the media. They have control of industry. They have control of the economy. They have perpetrated the wars that America has fought in, World War I, World War II, the wars that we are fighting now in the Middle East. So, yes, I say that they have a big hand in this.
Okay, now, how do the Jews, in your view, how do they manage to get all these non-Jews to go along with it?
Money.
Okay, that's what I've been saying all along. The Illuminati uses the same tactics. They are interested in controlling through finance and controlling through the political arena. They seek power and money. They understand how the human system operates. So just
okay,
as
so
you
are,
said,
so
the,
you
Jews, the Jews
that...
are able to get all these non-Jews, in your view, to do all their dirty work for them. Well, the Illuminati seems to be using a similar model.
Okay, so would you say that they go hand in hand?
I would say that there are members, there are Zionists and people who are Sabbateans who are of those groups who are in the Illuminati, from what I've been told. But it doesn't mean that they are just a Zionist group. They have people from all different power blocks in there, in all different places in the world. So it's more of an international group that meets at a round table, and they all have a common agenda. And I'm sure that just as you said, as you were saying, and I'm not saying this, but as you were saying, that these Jewish groups are able to do this and that and create all these wars, and I'm not saying that was what you said, then they are able to get non-Jews as well, as you said, to do this. So it just seems to be the same. It sounds like the same kind of tactics. I'm not an expert on the things you were mentioning, but it does seem to be some similarity there.
Okay. All righty, let's take Lindsay in Georgia. Lindsay, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna. Hello, Mr. Adair. Can you hear me well?
You have a lot of static on your line.
Okay. How's this? Can you hear me now?
It's pretty staticky. Say something.
All right. How's this?
It's pretty staticky, but go ahead.
All right. Mr. Adair, the reason that... that Vienna is questioning you so hard on why it is that you seem to give a pass to the Jewish influence with the so-called Illuminati is because these people, many of the Jews themselves, have come out and said that they want to take over the world. Now, I'm going to read you some quotes, and this is out of the mouths of these Zionists, these people who are Jewish. Quote, the well-known rabbi, Isaac Weiss, was emphatic when he concluded, quote, Freemasonry is a Jewish establishment. He didn't say Zionist. He didn't say an Illuminati establishment. He said it is a Jewish establishment whose history, grades, official appointments, passwords, and explanations are Jewish from beginning to end. Now, I've got a couple of more quotes, but I wanted to ask you about that. What do you have to say about one of the most well-known rabbis in Jewish history?
Sure. First, let me say this. The Vatican wants to take over the world. The royal family of England wanted to take over the world. There are members of the Chinese government that want to take over the world. This is not just, this isn't just this one group that's the only one saying this. So
with all due respect, it's not the Vatican who controls the world's money. It's not the Vatican who controls nations from within by treason, by usurpation, sir. They are Jews, for the most part, Zionist Jews, and those who are not Jews are Zionist Christians, like Bushes and Cheneys and Rices, and on and on and on. How can you explain that? Now, I've been sitting here for an hour and 43 minutes listening to you, or an hour and 42 minutes, or listening to you go on and on and on about the Illuminati. And if it were not for Deanna coming out and saying it as directly as she did, you would never have mentioned Jew one time, or Zionist one time.
That is absolutely incorrect what you just said. One of the first things I said in the interview, I mentioned Zionist and Sabbatean. So you're incorrect. You're absolutely wrong. That's one of the first things I said in the interview.
Well, then I stand corrected. But I want you to explain how the Jews themselves come forward and say that we are the ones who run the whole show. We're the ones who created the Freemasonic movement. And I'm going to read you a couple of other quotes, but I just want you to say what you have to give to the audience what you have to say about this.
Yes, first, my basic position is this. I am not against any group of people, and I'm not a proponent of any religion. So I'm not saying that the Jewish religion is it, and I'm not saying that there aren't some nice Jewish people out there who are just as upset as you are about what's going on. But all I can say is that my contacts were not of the Hebrew or Jewish faith. I don't know. Honestly, I do not know what the Jewish influence would be in its totality, but I do know there are a lot of people who are not Jews who are involved with the Illuminati. So again, it's not just a club for Jews. They're intelligent enough to have incorporated many different people from many different parts of the world, including Asia. You have people in Asia who are members.
And the reason for that is because of the promise of the promise of power, money, and fortune, and fame, and the threat of blackmail. Now, Mr. Adair, I'm going to say something before I read another quote. You know, it's an easy canard to throw out. Oh, you're going to say it's all the Jews. I never once, and neither has Deanna nor would she, say that it's all Jews who are involved in this. However, they call themselves Jews. Now, of course, it's not all Jews, as it wouldn't be all Christians or whatever. So so don't play that game with me or with Deanna. So having said that, I'm going to read this final quote, because this quote says it all. Quote, "The Jewish people as a whole will be its own Messiah. In other words, the Jewish people will become God itself. It will attain world domination by the dissolution of other races, by the abolition of frontiers, borders, the elimination of borders, the annihilation of the monarchy, and by the establishment of a world republic in which the Jews will everywhere exercise the privilege of citizenship. In this new world order, the children of Israel will furnish all the leaders without encountering opposition. The governments of the different people forming the World Republic will fall without difficulty into the hands of the Jews. It will then be possible for the Jewish rulers to abolish private property and everywhere to make use of the resources of the state. Thus will the promise of the Talmud be fulfilled, in which it is said that when the Messianic time has come, the Jews will have all the property of the whole world in their hands." End quote. Baruch Levy, Letter to Karl Marx, La Revue de Paris, page 54, June 1st, 1928. Now, I've said my piece, Mr. Adair.
Yes, well, first of all, I don't play games with anyone. I just do research, and I do my best to put information together. I didn't come on the show to play games with you or anyone else. I'm not playing any word games. If you listen carefully to the interview, replay it back if it's posted, you'll see that I didn't do that. What I'm concerned with is that whatever the Illuminati is in terms of what their system is and who they incorporate into their groups, if you say that you believe that there are Jewish people or Zionists, per se, at the top of their pyramid that are in control of everyone below them, that may very well be a possibility. I don't know all the members, the 20,000-some-odd members of the Illuminati personally, so I can't say who all these people are. I do know that in Freemasonry and the Illuminati, there are mentions of the Zionist movement and these kind of people taking control. I've heard people in Wall Street say that Goldman Sachs rules the world. I'm sure you've heard that too. So again, that's another issue, but they do use money and power to control. But I'm not going to say that it's strictly a Jewish agenda. I'm not going to say it's strictly a Christian agenda. From what I can tell from my research, that it's actually multifaceted, and there are many different groups involved.
But the leader or the founder of the so-called Illuminati, Adam Weishaupt, he was born a Jew, was he not? And furthermore, his neighbor, proximal neighbor, was none other than Mayor Rothschild. Is that not too a fact?
Yes, and to go along with that, they also reference King Solomon as being one of their heroes. So there is a tie to all this. I agree, but I'm not going to say that it's just a Jewish organization or a Zionist organization in its entirety. It doesn't. There are so many different people involved. There are Asians involved that are very wealthy, who what I have heard, and they're not Jewish, and nor are they members of the Jewish or Zionist faith.
But see, Mr. Adair, corruption is at the heart of, sadly, too many men. And when you have the promise of power and the promise of literally saving yourself when the world is destroyed by these demons walking on two legs, when you are told that if you go along with the program, that you and everyone around you will be spared while the rest of humanity will be made slaves, what in the hell kind of choice is that for these people who are not Jews or even who are not Zionists? Now,
okay.
I'm answering your question.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. We do have to go to a break. We will be back in 3 minutes.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Today has been Michael Adair, the author of Forbidden Secrets of the Illuminati, the Luciferian Deception. His website is aboutilluminati.org, and we do have a couple more callers, so let's quickly take them. Let's take Jim in Atlanta. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hi, great show. I agree in wholehearted
with your last caller, but I don't agree with attacking Mr. Adair. I think I would suggest that Mr. Adair maybe dig a little deeper, because every time you look at a situation, whether it's Illuminati or the bankers or Solomon Sign or whatever, the Jews are in the background. For instance, Rothschild, who we all know was Jewish, actually, every office he opened in London had to have this red star over it, which they later called the Star of David, which in fact is just the Star of Moloch. But it was red at the time. And of course we know who all has turned into a red nations. They are the nations of China and Russia and all that. So he actually knew his heritage by keeping that red star above all his offices. That was his requirement. One of the things that Mr. Adair could look into, too, would be the banks that Mr. Rothschild actually set up, because he had such a terrible, actually his son set up here in the United States. He had such a bad background with reputation, they actually called the two sons of Mr. Rothschild the Demon Brothers, and because they were so ruthless in their banking. But anyway, they set up two banks in the United States called J.P. Morgan and Coom Loeb, who right now are crying, you know, they need more money. And what people forget is Coom Loeb Company actually gave $20 million to the Obama campaign. Isn't that interesting?
Sure.
Yeah. So this is why I say Mr. Adair needs to dig just a little bit deeper here. He's right on the fringe of finding out all these things, but when you look into any kind of catastrophe, whether it was Germany, you know, being foreclosed on, there was 50% unemployment. Guess who is behind the same bankers and all this that are right behind our bankers and foreclosures here in the United States? It never changed. And people say, well, how can they get away with this? This was just mentioned on your show. And yes, it is money, but it's also a promise of what position they're going to have when this whole thing collapses. They're all thinking they're going to have these magnanimous homes and positions. Well, if they look up history a little bit, the communists, when they take over, they usually kill all these people that have gone along with them, because they feel if they've betrayed their own country, they're not going to be loyal to the new regime. Also, I wanted to mention is, a lot of people don't know this, is Wells Fargo Bank now is actually owned by HSBC Holding Company, who is under the Rothschilds in London. It's all registered there. I traced it back. I got 44 pages of information on it. But the Red Chinese actually own Wells Fargo Bank. And if you look at the sign, the Wells Fargo sign, it's actually Chinese red in their colors. Now, linking this to the Bible in Revelation.
Jim, I'm sorry. We've run out of time. Michael, okay. Thank you for your call, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dana.
All righty. Michael, thank you so much for being on our program today. You've been a good sport. Remember that his website is aboutilluminati.org. And thank you so much, Michael.
Yes, thank you. And I hope that we all work together against tyranny. And if we work together instead of fighting with each other, we will win.
Okay. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. All righty. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.